The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about divine intervention and how to expand and strengthen your intuition and your connection to spirit. That's right, right here on Guys Guys Radio. 2024, people are saying everything's going to change. The whole world's going to break down and start to get rebuilt again in 2024. We'll see. So it's a perfect time, no matter who you are, to continue to develop your intuition, because we all have these capabilities. It's just a matter of fine-tuning them, honing them, practicing, and creating a connection with what's beyond what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, the whole 3D system that we're living in. And that's what we do here on Guys Guys Radio. Listen, I love football. I love women. I love mankind. And I love all the stuff that regular guys, if you will, guys love. And I think it's really important that we start to bring out information and expose men and women to information that could help them live their best lives, whether it's about spirituality, metaphysics, alternative medicine, wellness, diet, fitness, philosophy, books, writing, celebrity, if they're cool people, all kinds of stuff. We do it right here on Guys Guys Radio. So I'm excited because we're going to talk about how everyone can start to develop their intuition to a little bit of a higher frequency. And my guest is Caroline Fober, best-selling contributing author, spiritual teacher, divine energy reader, and intuitive business and life coach. Caroline's actually going to read me on the show, so we'll get a little taste of how Caroline works. The name of her book is Opening to Divine Intervention. And I think you're going to enjoy our conversation. We're going to not only talk about Caroline's experiences, but we're going to talk about how everybody can further develop their intuitive abilities, their spiritual connection, and also we're going to get a demonstration. Caroline's going to do a kind of a mini reading on me, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, when I asked Caroline if she'd be willing to do that, Caroline said, sure. I didn't give her any information on me. Of course, I could be Googled, and you can look up a lot of information, but there was no questions or anything. We're just going to go. And when I had asked Caroline said, I already got a download on you. So we're going to talk about that today, right here on Guys Guys Radio. I hope you're off to a good start in 2024. It feels like there's a lot happening behind the scenes. There's a lot happening that we're not really being exposed to right now. But I think if everybody kind of gets on their path and stays to the path and questions everything, I think we're going to learn a lot this year, and I think we're going to have to fasten our seatbelts. But if you hold on tight and you believe in yourself and you go inside and you learn to love yourself and put that love out there to the world, no matter what's going on, we can make the change. So I'm delighted that we're doing the show once again here in 2024. We've got a lot of great guests lined up. I think you're really going to enjoy the guests I've got for you coming up, and we're approaching my 600th Guys Radio show. Now, of course, we've interviewed way more than 600 thought leaders, because in the past we did a lot of shows with two guests. Now we're sticking with one guest for the entire 40-minute interview, if you will. But we have really spoken to a lot of thought leaders. I have gotten kind of a free education, and hopefully you have also, because there's just so much information out there that we're not aware of. And these thought leaders have focused their and devoted their lives to learning certain things, and they're sharing them with us on Guys Guys Radio. So, got a great show. I think you're going to really enjoy our conversation. So, hang in there for my interview, conversation, and reading with Caroline Fober.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it's the interview portion of our show, and today we're going to talk about divine intervention. I've got a very special guest. Her name is Caroline Fober, and she's a best-selling author, spiritual teacher, divine energy reader. We'll get into that. Intuitive business and life coach. Caroline has provided thousands of consultations and readings. Her mission is to provide divine messages of love, healing, and guidance for the highest benefit of all. She's got a lot of stories in her new book. It's been around for a little bit, but I strongly recommend you check it out. It's named Opening to Divine Intervention. It's got a lot of tips, down-to-earth approaches to help everybody connect spiritually, tools to expand your intuition, which everybody has but wants to get more of, I think, and also practical advice to improve your life. So welcome to Guys Guys Radio. Caroline Fober, did I pronounce that correctly?
It's perfect. Yes, thank you.
Well, let's get right to it. I'm so glad you're on the show. I guess the first question is that I had, and I think everybody else would have, is what exactly is a divine energy reader?
Well, as you might know, divine energy readers call themselves different things. They might be refer to themselves as an intuitive. They might say they are a psychic. They might say they are a medium, but they all pretty much mean the same thing. As a divine energy reader, I like those words because I believe that everyone has their God-given gifts to connect spiritually. They are given these gifts. And when we use them, it connects. And so I use those words, but I do three things. I do healing. I do the soul readings. And I also do the mediumship. So the divine energy reading, I love those words because it encompasses everything.
And you said the soul reading. What is exactly a soul reading?
Well, each person is a soul. And so I read the energy of your soul. And then divine guidance comes in and gives anything else that we need.
Okay. How did you get your gift? Well, a lot of folks that I've interviewed on the show who have similar gifts, and everybody's a little bit of difference, although there's some similarities, seem to have some type of gift emerging as a child. And then they get kind of squashed, if you will, and then comes back when they get past, you know, over the age of 21, sometimes 30, sometimes 40, sometimes 50, where it comes back and it's like, hey, it's a wake up. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. What happened with you, Caroline?
Yes. And I do love everybody's story because we're all different and we all have that unique way it all came together. And a lot of times with people, the gifts are there, but they're not connecting to the gifts. So with me, I found at an early age, I knew things. And so I would be in elementary school and the kids would be standing around the playground and somebody would say, and you know what happened after that? And I would just go, well, yeah, this is what happened. And everybody would look at me and like, I started going a little quiet. I was, you know, that's when it was like, oh, I guess not everybody is as connected. And so then throughout my youth, I just kept it quiet. But most people release it somewhere between the ages of 6 and 8. That's when you're really getting into school and you have to learn all these other rules. And it's not as supported as it could be, even though I think that's changing. So I never let go of it. And it was like my best friend. It was like helping me. And I began to just realize that in every situation, didn't matter what it was, a job, even being at home, anticipating things. I just knew things. Then when my grandmother died, when I was 19, I realized that after she died, which she was one of my first human angels, I loved her so much that I missed her. But then I began to realize that after my grief kind of dissipated, oh, she was right there. And so I began to talk to her. I felt like she was right with me all the time. That's the real gift, is that they don't, they're in different form. They don't leave. They're every time you think of them or talk about them, oh, they're there. So that was into the souls, the spiritual recognition. But I kept quiet. I was kind of shy and that kind of thing. And then when my mom died when I was 54, it was like everything expanded. And a lot of people like me, that's what happens. There might be a death. There might be some kind of major life transformation, and the spiritual gifts just start kind of, you know, just blowing up, so to speak. And so that's what happened. And then, you know, we have free will. It's something that we can choose to do. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 even talks about that with the spiritual gifts. And verse 31 says, if you so desire, yes, if that's your desire, then do it. It's really recommended from even back then.
Let me ask you. So when you say do it, okay, for you, you were shown that you had some of these gifts and you decided to go with it. And then it opened up further. For other folks,
the mediumship.
Okay.
The mediumship opened up.
Okay. So the mediumship, for those who are not aware out there, there's a difference between a psychic and a medium. And a medium is always psychic, but a psychic's not always a medium. Is that it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So as a medium, you can contact people who are on the other side, if you will.
Yes. And I like to say, oh, they're contacting me.
Okay. That was my next question. So how does that work then? Do people kind of tap you on the shoulder when you're talking to your friends or whatever? Does somebody show up there and you're like, oh, there's your grandmother? Or how does it work for you?
Yeah, it happens pretty quickly. When this all started, it almost happened all the time. It was quite overwhelming. And it takes a while to kind of just get your grip and become comfortable with it. And so after a couple of years, it became easier to not have it be so kind of right now type of thing. So when I'm talking to somebody, and it's helpful to understand that all souls are electromagnetic energy, and which we are light. Albert Einstein talked all about that. And he basically said that because we're light, we travel at the speed of light. So for example, if I'm somewhere at a farmer's market and I start talking to somebody, they might come forward if it's very urgent. But what sometimes starts happening is you just start talking to somebody and then they say, oh, my dad just died. And then it's like almost within seconds, I'll sense them. Their dad, there's the spirit of their loved one. And when I do a reading sometimes, in the beginning, if I don't know much information, I'm just allowing who comes through. And so that's one of the things in a reading. You may want someone to come through, but I don't control that. I'm just the channel that it comes through. And so the most important information that is the best for you and the highest benefit for all, that is what's going to come through.
Okay.
And who comes through?
Perfect. Caroline Fober, my special guest on Guys Radio. The name of the book is Opening to Divine Intervention. You mentioned that there's 15 ways of having divine intervention experiences. Could you talk to us a little bit about some of those and what are most important and how everybody out there can kind of tap into those?
Yes. And almost everybody has had at least one of them. And I put them into the big category of they're all miracles. But you can get divine readings for yourself. You can do divine readings for others. You can have what I call divine pivotal moments, where whatever is happening is for your best interest. And you may not even understand what's going on. You might be talking to someone and they may say things to you that either instantly or a little bit down the road is a huge clue to maybe your life's path or a solution to a problem you've been experiencing. So I call that a divine pivotal moment. There's divine lessons. Praying is something that I say, well, if you pray, you are getting divine messages. And and people say, wow, I guess I didn't realize that. But when you're praying, you're in the act of asking for help to your creator, your source, God, and you're going to get answers if you ask questions. Some people have dreams, and in fact, everybody has dreams. I haven't talked to anyone that hasn't had a dream. Well, these are the times where the brain waves are conducive that everybody gets these kinds of messages from our grandmother, our mom, our loved ones. They've done some research on people that do what I do for a living, and they found that while they're doing the reading, they do these brainwave tests, and they're amazed at what starts happening. And what they found, I've seen two specialists have the feedback, and basically they see these waves, and it looks like on these brain waves that people are actually waking up and sleeping. They're just back and forth. It's like a, you know, it's like a movement, a frequency. And I've seen the reactions. They even have them on YouTube, where major people that do these brain scans, they talk about it before they do the brain scan, and after it, they're sitting there, and you should see their faces. They're going, I thought I knew what was happening. Oh my goodness, we've never seen anything like this. Well, and they describe it. Two sources, very high level sources, describe it as that sleeping, waking up, sleeping and waking up.
This is the individual who is getting downloads.
Yes,
a regular person or somebody with your gifts that are piled up. So that's like measuring somebody like yourself, or like
somebody
the everyday
that's
person.
Actually doing a reading. They basically did the reading on people like mediums, where they did the loved ones coming through.
Got it.
But it was also about their life's journey as well. So it wasn't just the loved ones coming through. It was the actual full reading, which has both.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people who want to develop their intuition and spiritual gifts, sometimes they'll ask for divine guidance, if you will, and they're not sure if it's mental chatter, their own chatter, or something that's from the divine. What are some good measuring sticks for this? I'll give you an example. I've been meditating every day for like at least 5 years, and I ask in part of my meditation with spirit, after I say thank you and a lot of other stuff, like, what do I need to know today? And now I'm at the point where before I even ask the question, I get the information. So I trust it. I'm like, I just trust it now. And I'm like, am I talking to myself and patting myself on the back and say, go get them? Whatever. I'm getting positive feedback. And so I figured if it's coming from the divine, it's got to be coming in with love. So I'm not going to get negative messaging. Talk to us.
Absolutely. Robert, that was just perfect. And this is why I'm so excited, because everyone has this ability. And I set myself apart in that I'm one of the few. I think there's more, but I'm one of the few that actually teaches how to do this. And it's like anything. You could become an opera singer, because there are people that could teach you this. And this is my specialty, because I just feel like it's what I was born to do. And so, yes, that's exactly it. And the more that you meditate, that just, it basically allows the frequencies to come through, because you're quieting everything and you're connecting. And so that's exactly what happens. And I always say, wow, isn't it nice to feel like you have a spiritual team that you wake up and you're given some great messages, and you have free will. So you get to do what you want to do with that. But it's the highest information we will ever receive.
Okay. I kind of lost track there. Such a great answer. Thank you. And I think we're at a frequency level where sometimes I get a little stopped for a second. So you mentioned meditation. Do you recommend that everybody meditate? And if so, how do they get past that first obstacle, which is always too much mental chatter? I can't quiet my mind.
Yes. And I think the other piece of that is people think that they have to do it right. I tell people, meditating is just getting quiet. Some people that have really noisy lives, I've found, seem to like a little bit of music in the background. They like even maybe a little mantra, a little phrase that they focus on. It helps them bring themselves together. But I just recommend close your eyes, get quiet, and allow the thoughts to come through kind of like a cloud. Let it float by, because some people will say, I can't do it. And I say, no, you can do it. It's just you have to keep at it and allow it. And then just pay attention, because some people take a little longer, but everybody can do it.
I think you nailed it with the word allowing. Because
allowing.
So many people want stuff and they want to manifest and all of that. But in my opinion, a lot of folks are not allowing those gifts to come in for whatever reason. That just allowing is a big, big, big word. You mentioned that you teach this. How do you tell us about how you teach? What exactly do you teach, and how do you teach people to develop these gifts?
Well, thank you for asking. It's kind of the excitement of my life right now. I have developed 15 different modules, and writing the book really clarified everything. And in the book, I created a five pillar acute system. And A is for accepting it. C is for claiming it, because you can accept it, but until you claim it for yourself,
How do you claim it?
Well, you stop talking about it like it's for some other people. You say, no, this is for me. Very simple. You say, you know what? I may not know everything, but you know what? I do believe that I'm connected spiritually. I've been given lots of messages that have been helpful to me if I've really admitted. So I'm going to say, instead of saying it's for other people, and oh, you can do it, but I can't. You know what? I'm going to focus and accept that it's going to happen for me too.
Okay.
And then the third pillar is utilizing all the tools, strategies, and tips. And that's what's the bulk of what I teach. And then the fourth step is trust. And that's, again, where you might get a message and everybody's thinking, oh, that's crazy. And you'll get some crazy messages. But you'll learn to trust them and then enjoy it. And the reason why I am so excited about the acute system that came to me, by the way, I was just writing down a few things and then I got the divine message. Oh, this is something for the world. And it was A-C-U-T-E, acute. I said, great. Oh my gosh. So those five steps, those five pieces more, is without all of them, you won't have as high of level. And that, I really mean that. Enjoy. A lot of people say, well, I don't need to enjoy it. I go, okay, you do need to enjoy it, because some of the things, I'm not kidding. Some of the things that happen, like when I'm doing a reading with a loved one, they'll go right through my body. And I'm telling you, it is the most fantastic feeling. And most people have felt it. They just don't know what it is. So in the teaching, I'm actually teaching you things you've probably experienced, but just haven't put together. And so it happens actually pretty quickly. And then the 15 modules support those five areas, the pillars.
Okay. My special guest on Guys Radio, Caroline Fober, the name of the book, Opening to Divine Intervention. We're talking about that and talking about her gifts as a medium and a psychic. So how do you work? I mean, we talked about this ahead of time, that maybe you would do like a little mini reading on me to get our audience, our listeners and viewers, just a sense as to what you do, how do you do it? And maybe that'll draw some interest to you, which I hope.
Yes. So do you want to kind of go over some of the things?
Yeah. Now let's set it up for context, because when I had mentioned this to you ahead of time, you said, oh, I already got a download on you. So how do you work? What did you get? And what can we share?
And I do love that question. How do I work? Is I pay attention. And so I don't dictate how things go. Your spiritual guides are delivering the messages to you in the best way that they can. And So if they need you to understand something visually, you'll probably be able to see something. Not everybody sees things, but if it's important, you probably will. So the information comes to me, and sometimes I'll ask, but I'm just aware. I feel like I have that radar, that divine intuitive radar on. And so that's another piece of teaching people, just, you know, accept it. And now it's on. So if something comes, you're going to be ready.
And you usually let me just interrupt one second, because yes. I want to make sure people know, when you're reading, you also find out about, do you get information about people's soul purpose? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I've done business and life mastery coaching for over 20 years. And so I'm all about someone's involvement, someone's personal growth. So my guides, they always give information like that. And so that's another thing that sets me apart. A lot of mediums, they're just going to give you, you know, information right. about a loved one. And that's great. Right. So for example, I get the messages can come in just a little snippet. Or it might come as a symbol. And so that's what I mean by when I talk about your lexicon, is the vocabulary, the symbols, the signs that you're getting. Mm-hmm. So the information can also come as a download. Like I will be walking through, let's say, my house, and all of a sudden, oh, I have to get to a piece of paper and a pen, because I'm getting like sometimes up to 20 pieces of information about something. It could be a situation. It could be a person. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it.
Okay. Well, and this is really fun for me, by the way, because when I get a spiritual download, and it's so important, and all the information, every reading I've ever done has been absolutely life-changing, transformational. And so,
just so people know, we didn't talk about anything about who I am, my background. I didn't have any questions. We just said, let's do something on the show. And
yes.
Caroline, you said, yeah, I already got a download on you. So here we are.
Yes. And so basically the first thing that came was that you are a transformational leader and you represent three things right now. And they were, you know, I could almost see them. I hear, sometimes I get different, you know, I can do it simultaneously, but I saw these block words, and the three words that came were safety, strength, and communication. And so as the download continued, I began to know and understand more about what the safety, the strength, and the communication are all about for you, Robert. So as I go through this, it's going to make more sense. So I'm just going to keep going if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. You have an unassuming approachable style about yourself. And what that allows for is a super high energetic magnetic attraction factor. And so what that means is not everybody has this. Some people say, well, that sounds kind of normal. I said, oh, it's normal, but not everybody has it. And so you draw people to you just naturally, just by the gift of the person that you are. You also model and radiate healing. And I don't know if you realize that. So you might want to write that down. I do ask people to write things down when I think it's important. I hope that's okay.
Sure.
My readings, I feel, are so important that I tell people when to write things down. So you model and radiate healing. Now, this is interesting for both men and women. And you do that on a cellular level for yourself and others. That's the cool thing. We're always, you know, connecting to ourselves, but our energy changes and transforms people just by breathing. So it's very powerful. You are evolving. Oh, excuse me. Yes. So you are healing both men and women on a cellular level for yourself and others because you're at ease in your skin. Very few people are comfortable with who they are. And that's why, again, you attract people and they feel safe with you. That's where the safety comes in. And in your comfortableness and your approachability, people they want to emulate you. So you're teaching with just being yourself. Isn't that exciting?
I love it. Thank you.
Yes. And you choose, you're really, your intent, you have a high, pure intention, and you choose the higher frequency responses in all of your relationships. I mean, no one is perfect. We all can get tense once in a while, but you do it better than most. It's keeping that frequency very open and helpful to people for mutually beneficial relationships. You are a relationship guy. And what does that mean for the large scale? Well, it's very important. This will help our planet evolve and allow for major issues to be solved for the highest benefit of all. Because what happens when we have major issues to solve in our world is that people cannot communicate together without, you know, almost getting to the point of fighting. But you have that ability just because of the gift that you are and that you've accepted who you are. A lot of people haven't even done that step. It's a very highly evolved ability to accept who you are. And when you do that, you not only set yourself free, you set everybody else free too.
So beautiful.
Okay. Do you have any questions about that?
No, I mean, it's very beautiful. Exactly what I aspire to. I want to be able to do that in the best way possible for everybody. And sometimes, sometimes I would say, you know, it's frustrating because I see, you know, it's like the most popular food place in America is like McDonald's. And like then you think about being mindful about all decisions you make. And you think about the media and what the movies people watch or music they listen to. And you're like, there's so much negativity and darkness. And then you ask and you see, even in my business and the podcast and radio, a lot of stuff is like, wow, this stuff is not sending out the right vibes because people want to be, I can see it with my own show. They like to be titillated. And so I'm wondering if I need to take more chances or whatever and doing what I'm doing to expand.
Oh, wait. Yes, okay. You will be. And it's truly exciting. And there was a piece there that I think will get added in that something about what you said. I just love this. You know, when I do reading, especially when I get a download and not really know someone, it allows me to just feel like I've known them for a long time, but it also gives me their true gifts. And when you actually live your true gifts, that's what everybody aspires to. Okay. So
let me just say one thing. Caroline Fober, my special guest on Guys Guys Radio. She's reading me right now. The book is Opening to Divine Intervention. Sorry about that. I wanted to get your name back in there.
That's fine. Thank you. Divine guidance basically says that not only are you a true friend to men, but you are also, I'm tingling right now. I'll just start again. They say that not only are you a true friend to men, but you are also a true friend to women. You are a healer of the male-female relationship. While you have given tips probably for people revolved in your younger days about dating, I did know that you wrote that book, but your energy is now going to be used for elevating the male-female relationship for healing and peace, and how relationships are becoming more and more about spiritual partnerships and how together we do so much more. And that's why I get so excited about who you really are and what's next for you. And it ties in with your aspirations, because when you just simply be you from your highest self, it just automatically transforms the world. And people don't realize that. That's why I say, you really want, people don't know exactly who they are, but when they start doing, and a reading shares all that to who you really are, it transforms people. And I've always said I love doing a reading maybe even 6 months after a reading, because the reading itself pulls in divine energy that you get to experience while you're getting that reading or someone else is maybe observing. And it transforms everybody. It makes you closer to the divine. It allows everybody to connect and experience that feeling. And trust me, they may not be able to describe it, but they feel it. And every cell in their body is being uplifted. So when you talk about your aspiration to uplift, that's so exciting because you do it. And by the way, the soul travels through the voice. Okay. And so the voice is very crucial to the soul and the soul's energy that's coming out.
Okay.
And, and then you are also living out what I call the power of one. Now, the power of one is something that just came to me again as a bit of a download, and it was general, but it also said to me, Caroline, you are going to be working with the people that understand the power of one. It where you, and the power of one has a couple of things going on for it, but it's not just what you can do, but it's what only you can do. That's a distinction. So each of us were put here to learn our lessons, hopefully, heal from whatever we needed to, but also to live our ideal life and then help to elevate others. That's truly why we're all here. So you're also living out the power of one style of leadership, and that inspires and empowers just by the pure intention of serving others and striving to live your own best life. Okay, and this is the last piece I got, unless you have a question.
No, go ahead.
This was one of my favorite things. And and I actually got this later after I had kind of the major download. And I was walking through our condo here, and it was like, do you know the song Deep and Wide? There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Well, I heard that song, and that's a song from, my early childhood years. And so I kind of stopped, and it was like deep and wide, this is for Robert. And okay, my sense of this is that you are moving into wider arenas that will be going both deeper with people and yourself. So you're going to be going wider, but you're going to go deeper.
Right.
And this is key. And this is why it's going to be so dramatic. It's going to be palpable, is that as you go deeper, whilst you will still keeping it light and uplift others. And that's a balance that's angelic.
Wow. Has anybody showed up while we're having our conversation?
Well, no, but we've been a little busy. And here's the thing about your guides. Are they going to come to you with in the right times? And what we focused on right now is really about your essence, your purpose, and where you're going as far as evolving. And anything else would probably be something I would do privately in a private reading.
Sure.
But I did check, and I could sit here and like work at it a little bit, but nothing popped out right now.
Let me ask you this. I had a parent who recently passed over. And my wife gets downloads, and she said she got a download from my mom, and basically it was related to your book, because my mom, according to my wife, was saying, I'm sorry that I didn't really understand who you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And in terms of, because you're different than the rest of the family, so to speak, and I didn't quite get it. And I apologize for that. And when my dad crossed over, my wife got a download from him, kind of saying, like, not that, but kind of, sorry for not being there, whatever, because he traveled all the time. But, and I was, in both cases, I was like, I didn't have any complaints. Like, you know, everybody's everybody, and you were great parents, and I love you. So every night before I go to sleep, I thank them, and I feel like I'm still connected. But I don't know what to make of all of that. But well, any messages there?
Yes. While you were talking, and this is what I love, because the best readings are when there is interaction. I know some mediums, they say, oh, don't talk. You know, they're just going to do the whole thing. And then suddenly you've got 2 minutes left and maybe there's a question. But with while you were talking, oh, my body, I always say, well, my body lit up like a Christmas tree. And that's when it's like, yes, 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 yes. And something else came through. Okay. Because I thought the download was very, very interesting, but now I'm really getting that your mom is basically, and maybe she was the one that you know, kind of was part of that download, because I really get that feeling that her essence right now is that she now does know who you are. And that's the other thing. When they, you know, they transform, they're doing major evolvement up there, and evolvement they couldn't do here sometimes. So I get the sense that she's really a part of this download. I feel that the male-female relationship, I feel that how the evolvement's going to happen. I'm looking at my notes. Let's just see. Oh, bringing healing and peace, because that's such a big deal right now for relationships. There was one other little thing. But sometimes it just pops in like popcorn. So when you were talking about your mom, actually, and your dad, it was like they, and when your response was, I didn't realize that you needed to say anything I'm sorry about. I thought you were just great. Well, because they've evolved, they're the ones that know they could have done more. See? And so they're giving you that as a gift of love, to know that one, they're still with you, and that they're going to give you that now because they see themselves as evolving and that they wish they could have done it more. Do you see?
Yes, I understand perfectly.
Yes.
So for the benefit of our audience, first of all, thank you. I think that was a great illustration of how you work and what people can expect to get out of working with you. And also understanding that that relationship between people who are in our dimension and those who have crossed over. What would you like to tell our audience about, you know, what happens when people cross over, how you can stay in touch with them, how not to think like, oh, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, they're dead. I don't deal with dead people or whatever. And I always feel like people are there, but they're there in a different form, but they can kind of come to us in certain ways. I don't quite understand how it works, but I can feel it. I can feel it in my heart that they're, I can feel the love. So talk to us about, help our audience with what to make of, because our culture, as you know, Caroline, you know, aging and death, they're just like the big thumbs down, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. And we're all, you know, so many of us are afraid of death.
Right.
And we're all having, you know, anxiety about something bad happening. Well, we do love this, you know, we do love coming here. This earth is, it's a bit of a rodeo, but it is where we evolve to great lengths. And believe it or not, all of those in the spiritual realm are learning from us, because we have the dualities and they see us evolving in leaps and bounds, and they're receiving the evolvement as we evolve. So it's quite interesting. As far as really, if you've lost a loved one, what first happens many times, I mean, you're just overloaded with pain and grief and despair and wish I could have done something different. So there's a lot of feelings going on with most people when it's been a close bond, and it can be very painful. And I write about in the book where, you know, I could hardly get out of bed for about 2 years. But what starts happening is, again, understanding, and to really understand that they are spirits, they're just transforming, and wow, within a couple of seconds, they are there. And the other intention is they are there to help you, and they do help you. And because they're made up of electromagnetic energy, oh, they can do anything and everything to our tech equipment. So they can turn the TV on, they can turn the radio on, they can make a song play. They can, with my mom, I can walk into my kitchen and I can smell her cherry pies coming right out of that oven.
That's awesome.
I mean, yes. So, and they come in all different ways. And once I begin talking, let's say somebody says, I just don't know. I begin to start asking questions. And the more that they start connecting with it, they do, people begin to almost admit that, yes, I do feel their presence, but they will move. My grandmother moves her little thimble whenever I talk at length about her, and I'll go in and it's like, oh, my little thimble's off its little ring.
Caroline, I'm sorry, we've got to cut it because we run out of time. We're having such a good time. We'll have you back. Now let's
We'll
come back in like 6 months and we'll talk about what this reading was all about. Caroline Fober, the book Opening to Divine Interventions. Real quick, where can people find out more about you?
At my website, carolinefober.com, and Carolen, last name Fober, Fober.com. And I would love for you to go and take my 2-minute free intuition assessment and see where you are. You might be surprised at your intuition level.
All right. Thank you so much, Caroline. We'll see you again, and have a great year.
Thank you so much.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, wow. What an interesting conversation with Caroline Fober, the intuitive and the divine energy reader, and Caroline's reading about me. And I didn't pay her for that, just so you know. I had no idea what Caroline was going to say, but I feel a world of responsibility on me to be able to deliver all the things that Caroline said that could happen for me and the show and all the things we're doing to help people out there. We've got a lot of work to do. So let's do it together, okay? So Guys Radio, I'll see you next week. And until then, one last thing. I want to thank my wonderful producer, Chris, my strategy lead, Ryan, and most important, I want to thank all of my guests and you, our wonderful audience. We keep growing and growing and growing. So I'll see you next week. And until then, like I always like to say, guys, finish first.